This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
The ACLU is defending Mr. Khalil. They say this is a freedom of speech case. I support freedom of speech. How else would we know who the idiots are without freedom of speech? This case is not about freedom of speech. It's about civilized behavior. It's about national security. It's about terrorism. Mr. Khalil is not an American citizen. He's here with a green card. By word and deed, at Columbia, he's shown that he supports Hamas. That's a violation of the Immigration and Naturalization Act, which says you can be deported if you support a terrorist organization.
Yeah, that's Senator Kennedy, of course, explaining what the issues are here for this Mahmoud Khalil, who is going before a ICE hearing this morning. And we have got Eric Shawn with us this morning, who with Fox News, of course, who's covering this story. Eric, thanks for giving me a few minutes.
Hey, of course, no problem. We're down here at federal court for the hearing today.
Yeah, what are we expecting? Is this like an initial appearance, or how do they view these?
Yeah, we don't know if Mahmoud Khalil will be here. He was arrested Saturday night in his Columbia University-owned apartment. He's married to an American. His wife is 8 months pregnant, and he was sent down to Louisiana. So we do not know if he will be here. His lawyers want him to be brought back to New York to have this conference hearing. They say he has a First Amendment right to basically say whatever he wants. The Trump administration, no. They want to send him back to Syria. They say he basically has supported terrorism. He is aligned with Hamas by being a leader of these protests. And, you know, under the law, Secretary of State Marco Rubio has the right to declare someone a threat to the United States foreign policy, adverse to U.S. policy, and has the right to kick him out of the country. That's what this conference will be about.
Let's just say that is ultimately what happens in court. Do we have any idea on the timeline how quickly things could move or he would potentially be deported?
No, we don't, because even if they have a decision that does expel him, you know his attorneys will then appeal that.
True.
So this would be dragged on for a while. But, you know, it's a fascinating case when you see these protests. I've been to these protests. I mean, they call for the destruction of Israel. They actually are pro-Hamas. They praise the Hamas terrorists for October 7th. People, I don't think, you know, they call them pro-Palestinian marches. Yes, some are pro-Palestinian, but I've seen these people, I call it pro-Hamas, pro-terrorist. I mean, you have these people I've seen who say kill the Jews, they should wipe out Israel, they have no right to be there, that's from the river to the sea. And that's all part of this court case, and we'll see what happens in court this morning.
Yeah, well, so I don't know if you can answer this or not, Eric, but what are the legal experts saying? Is there... Has this been done before? Is it going to be a test case, one of those challenges that goes to the Supreme Court?
Well, I think it's a test case for now for these people. This has been done before. Basically, the administration is relying on a Cold War statute. It's called Section 237 of the Immigration Nationality Act. It says, I'm going to quote it, an alien whose presence or activities in the United States, the Secretary of State, has reasonable ground to believe would have potentially serious adverse foreign policy consequences for the United States, is deportable. So this certainly has been used before. Offhand, I don't have a specific case now. It's a decades-old law, but it's interesting that it's being applied now to these this protester and these protesters who are behind some of these university protests.
Yeah, and now we need to find out maybe if there are others who are going to be targeted with the same effort. Have they Holman said anything about that?
Well, the president yesterday said that he thinks all of these people who have taken these positions should be kicked out of the country. You know, we'll see. Amy Greer, who's Khalil's attorney, says he was, quote, chosen as an example to stifle lawful dissent in violation of the First Amendment. So it's going to come down, I think, in some ways to a First Amendment case. But perhaps what the Secretary of State under the law, you know, that can overrule it if the government believes he's adverse to the foreign policy of the country, he could be out.
What time is the actual hearing? When do we expect to know something here?
About 2 hours from now to kick off. So, you know, I expect we probably will not have any type of final decision today, just the arguments, and we'll see what happens.
Very good. Eric Shawn, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right, guys. Take care.
You bet. Thank Eric Shawn of Fox News. You seem he anchors one of their weekend shows as well.
Nice.
So,
yeah. Obviously a big fan and supporter of the First Amendment, but I can't go on a plane and say, bomb. I can't do that. I can't go into a movie theater and scream fire.
Yeah,
there's a line.
But I would argue this is not a First Amendment case because he's not a United States citizen. He's an alien.
He's here on a green card.
He's here on a green card. And yes, he married an American, but he is not a citizen of this country. He's here and he has rules that he has to follow. And once he becomes a citizen, he would gain the right to First Amendment protections.
But even if he was a citizen, would this cross the line?
No, that's
the question I think I'm wondering.
I don't know if they've accused him of any violence or not. I mean, I guess that's what
I thought he was calling for, basically the destruction of Jews.
Well, yeah, but I mean, physical. Has he attacked anybody, or are they just words? I don't know. I think that's probably what they'll be arguing in court to some extent. We'll see. We'll see if it stands up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.